They say take the long-term view during these rocky times for the stock market, but what if you don't have that kind of time? I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. In the first half hour of trading on the stock market on this Thursday, each of the major indices, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ Composite, were up about 1%. On Thursdays, we like to consult Diane Swonk, the chief economist at Mesirow Financial. Morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Well, looking at these market indicators this morning, can we say that this period of turbulence is over? We've finally reached safe harbor?
That would be nice, but I don't think we're over yet. I think volatility will be more the norm than the exception going forward.
And if you agree with the thesis that it was fears about the global economy because of China causing a lot of this, I mean, China has not fixed itself.
No. In fact, China went to great lengths to try to reassure people that things were okay in China. Anyone who lost 30%, they were encouraging employers in the market to give them a day off so they could feel a little better.
How might this be interpreted by the guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve? I mean, they have this new gross domestic product data for spring to summer. It was better than the first pass at the data. It's a revision upward to 3.7% annual rate. That might suggest we need to finally raise interest rates in September.
Clearly, with what's going on in China, emerging markets, and the strong dollar, it suggests that we could have weaker growth going forward. And the Fed also can't ignore the fact that part of the recent rally in the market was because New York Fed President Dudley said, you know, it might not be as likely now that we do liftoff in September. The Fed is better off taking at least September off and delaying till December at a minimum.
At a minimum. Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The 10-year Treasury yield is up at 2.2%. Money is also piling into the dollar today, which is therefore up, and a euro is down to $1.12. Now back to volatile stock markets. The S&P 500 index went up yesterday and is up this morning, but that index is down 6% for the month and down 2.8% over the last 12 months. The advice is often, wait it out, but what if those are close to retirement? What about them? Gigi Duban reports on what some advisors are saying to this group of investors.
Whether you're a year away from retirement or 30 years, the advice is the same. Elizabeth Mannon is an investment officer with Wells Fargo Advisors.
Don't sell at the bottom. Don't turn a trip into a fall.
Speaking of trips, if a vacation in Bali was in your retirement future, you wouldn't liquidate stocks to pay for it, if you'd budgeted wisely, she says. Still, the last few days have been really emotional.
I've only had one person cry. So that's good.
That was someone who's already retired and on a fixed income. William Delwich is an investment strategist with Baird. He says lots of money tied up in stocks, bad idea.
As you approach retirement, you should be moving more of your assets to less risky or less volatile investments.
Too late? Delwich says not to worry.
An event like you're having, you know, over the past few weeks shouldn't have that much of an impact.
Usually after a crash, the markets do come back. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And while we're experimenting with investment time horizons, the S&P 500 is up 75% in the last 5 years. You can trade stocks on the regular stock markets, or you can gather quietly in a corner to trade stocks on the side where the world doesn't see what you're paying. Those alternate exchanges are called dark pools, and some investors allege that a dark pool set up by Barclays was rigged in favor of high-frequency traders who could use fancy technology to get an edge. But a district judge in New York yesterday threw out that case, saying what investors were complaining about did not meet the definition of manipulative acts that would be illegal. This is a big victory for Barclays in the civil case. New York's attorney general is still pressing his criminal case that Barclays allegedly aided and abetted the so-called flash boys. Sing happy birthday all you want, but be careful about it in public. It's copyrighted, and you may owe a fee to the copyright owner, Warner Chappell Music, depending on the venue. A filmmaker who used the song wants a federal court to throw out the copyright. A decision's expected soon, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
So I can't even sing happy birthday for this story, which is probably a good thing anyway. But I did find this birthday rendition on YouTube that I think passes muster because it's barely recognizable.
Happy birthday to Mommy. Hi, one, hi, two.
Now, the toddler who sang that unique version of the happy birthday song isn't going to prison. You can sing it at a birthday party without paying a royalty. But if you want to, say, put the song in a movie, you have to pony up.
Warner Chappell charges sometimes $100,000 or more for a major motion picture use of the song.
That's Mark Rifkin, an attorney representing the filmmaker who's suing Warner Chappell Music, claiming the copyright is invalid. I asked Rifkin if he was surprised that the Happy Birthday song was copyrighted.
I sure was. Like most other people, I assumed it was in the public domain.
Filmmakers go to great lengths to avoid the birthday song. Restaurant employees can't sing it either. They've come up with alternatives. If you've ever been to a TGI Fridays, you know what I mean. Yeah, enough of that. But these unique birthday songs do keep restaurants and filmmakers out of trouble. Dan Cryan is Senior Director of Media and Content at the consulting group IHS. He says you can't blame people for avoiding the birthday song.
You know, performing it in a public space, in theory, should incur a fee.
Warner Chappell Music turned down my request for an interview, but I did talk to Judith Dornstein. She's an entertainment attorney who represents artists and production companies. She says whatever you think of the Happy Birthday case, copyrights are an important protection for the entertainment business.
This is somebody's work that it took time and effort to put into. This is their living.
Dornstein says the Happy Birthday case is unique and probably won't set a precedent. But until it's settled, you better be careful about singing it in public. Looks like I won't be singing it to you anytime soon.
Yay!
In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Happy birthday, because my lawyer says it's an example of fair use. Happy birthday to you. From our studios at Montclair State University in New Jersey today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.